Good afternoon, everyone. I would like everyone to pick up his or her Bible and turn to Matthew 5. Now, Matthew 5 begins a discourse on the sayings of Christ, and we refer to these sayings as the Sermon on the Mount. Now, reading in Matthew, beginning in verse 1, "And seeing the multitudes, he went up on the mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them." Now let's drop down to verse 13. We read, "You are the salt of the earth." In this simple statement, Jesus was teaching his disciples on whom they were. Do we, as Jesus' disciples today, understand this profound statement? And do we understand its spiritual implications? Well, today let's take a look how and why we are compared to salt. But first, by looking at why salt was so valuable, and see how this scripture can be very positive and uplifting for a Christian spiritual journey. Now, for all of you who like titles, I have titled this sermonette, "You Are the Salt of the Earth." Now, recently I read a book by Mark Kurlansky. It was a bestseller book titled "Salt, A World History." A very fascinating book. And I just want to share with you just a brief examples about salt from this book. Now, salt has been a very valuable commodity in the history of man. Are you aware that the Great Wall of China was financed by the government, Chinese government tax on salt? The ancient army was paid at times in salt. Now, from this comes the origin of the English word salary, an expression "worth his salt." In fact, the Latin word "sol" became the French word "solde," meaning pay, which is the origin of the word "soldier." Now, the value of salt would open up many trade routes throughout the history of man. In fact, between the 14th and 16th centuries, Venice would become the leading port of trade in the Mediterranean. Now, Venice became very, very rich because 50% of the tonnage during this time to Venice was in salt. Now, during the American Civil War, the Northern Army understood the value of salt and made salt works in the South top military targets. In fact, the Confederate President Jefferson Davis gave one of the few exemptions to serve in the military if you were a salt worker. But what made salt so valuable in the time of history of man? You see, salt was used to protect food from putrefaction and preserved it. It has only been the last 100 years that food would be preserved by freezing or by canning on a large scale. When Jesus told his disciples they were the salt of the earth, he was saying, in a spiritual context, that his disciples were the preserving agents, the salt in a society that was putrefying in a moral decline because of society's failure to follow God and his ways. Now, Jesus would send out his disciples into a corrupt world in small groups. Like, it doesn't take a lot of salt to preserve food. Jesus would have a small number of disciples in this age going out and proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God. By this way, God has preserved his word into our times. Now, Jesus never said it would be easy to be a disciple of his. In fact, our spiritual journey, we are in a race that requires endurance. The scriptures point out that those who endure to the end shall be saved. Now, as preserving agents in this modern age, we can easily see the moral decay in our society. In the United States, we have recently seen how judicial decisions have gone against the laws of God. From the legalization of abortion, the attempt to remove the phrase, "In God we trust," from our money, and recent decisions like the Massachusetts Supreme Court decision to allow homosexual marriages in that state. Now, James Dobson of the Focus on the Family organization has called these recent decisions by our courts judicial tyranny. In recent years, there has been an increased attempt of our enemy, Satan, to turn mankind away from God. There has been an increased attempt to do these things by turning things 180 degrees around. Now, God knew this would happen. In fact, God said that in Isaiah 5:20, he said this, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who puts darkness for light and light for darkness, who puts the bitter for sweet and the sweet for bitter." Sometimes the spiritual battle of evil versus good, we, the salt of the earth, can grow weary. Now, I'm reminded of the great prophet Elijah. Now, God had used Elijah to perform many miracles, like the cursing of the land for 3.5 years that would not rain, it would be a drought. And he destroyed the prophets of Baal. But, you know, after this, Elijah, he grew tired. He grew weary. He was emotionally drained. He was stressed out. This was because Jezebel, King Ahab's wife, vowed to have him killed. In 1 Kings 19:10, we read this, what Elijah said to God. "I have been very zealous for the Lord of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and have killed your prophets with the sword. I am alone am left. They seek to take my life." Well, we may not be in the same difficulties as Elijah. At times, our struggles may make us feel that our service and sacrifice is too much to bear. Maybe you might have thought of throwing in the towel. I believe this happens because we take our eyes off the big picture. We forget that our calling, that we are called salt of the earth. Now, Elijah was given what was needed for him at the time. God gave him rest. God gave him food. And God said that he still needed him in performing the service that God needed to do for his work. God let him also know that he wasn't the only one struggling for God's truth. In fact, he was told that there were 7,000 others like him who had not bowed down to Baal. We are very special to God at this time. Maybe a few of you have low self-esteem. But remember this, God sees in you something very, very special. Let us be encouraged by the Word of God. Now, the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 1, verse 11, of those who God has called to become His saints, the salt of the earth, he said, "We have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Christ." Now, I like what Albert Einstein said about God. Einstein said, "God doesn't roll dice." You see, there is no accident in why you're here today. Before the creation of the earth, God predestined that there would be individuals at the end time to become salt of the earth, that is, preservers of God's truth. This is very important to God. In fact, in Matthew 24, verse 22, Jesus said, there's a time coming, a great tribulation, that in those days no flesh shall survive, but for the elect's sake, that is, his disciples, who are salt of the earth, those days shall be shortened. You see, it's far more important than our own personal salvation. By becoming salt of the earth, disciples for Christ, we play an important part for the salvation of all mankind. What a tremendous blessing this has been given to us. Yes, God knows our weaknesses. He has encouraged us, and He strengthened us by His guidance and inspiration by staying close to Him and His Word, the Bible. We can be victorious in life's trials if we seek to preserve God's way of life. As salt of the earth, we preserve God's truth. Now, for some of us at this time, it's difficult to do so. As we approach the Christmas season, we see those observing Christmas. We in the United do not observe Christmas. And many Christians will say, well, how can you follow Christ if you don't observe His birth? Well, in fact, the Bible doesn't say that we should. In fact, the Bible says we are saved by His death. His death, His sacrifice. His sacrifice for the sin offering, even though He was out without sin. You know, coming over here, I drove by our gas station, 76 is about a block away from our home. There's a nativity scene, a picture of Christ being born, Joseph and Mary. You got the wise men. You got the shepherders. What's wrong with that picture? You know, God has taken in a blender, He's thrown in a lie, and He's thrown in truth. He's blended it up, and it looks like truth. Well, the fact about that picture of Christ's birth is not accurate. If you look in Matthew 2:11, it says that the wise men came to Jesus at His home, and they showered gifts to Him at that time, not at His birth. As salt of the earth, well, we may individually be a grain. We are here to give God's truth to a world that desperately seeks peace. In closing, brethren, you are the salt of the earth. You are preservers of God's way of life against the judicial tyranny of our times and the customs of man that have nothing to do with Christmas, about God's Son, Christ, being born. Remember this, God who completed a good work in you will be faithful to complete it in you. Remember this, you are the salt of the earth.